Welcome to Talk the Dog, the show where we find a bone to pick and a take to give. These are not hot takes. These is dog takes. Can I talk that dog? Let's shut up and grab some tape. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another tight 30 here on the Film Guy Network. I wanted to stand up and be a little model for you. My shirt asks, can I talk that dog? Yeah, we fitna. If you are a Georgia fan listening today, this shirt is available in our merch store. All right, the link is in the description of this video. And I think my favorite part about the shirt is not just the dog biting down on the FGN logo here, but it's the back, that dog mentality. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we love these shirts. Shout out to Gabe Eckstein, our graphic designer that made these t-shirts. They are readily available, like I said, in the merch store today. All right, we got a lot to talk about here and not a lot of time to do it. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button, subscribe and rate and review and all that good stuff. I don't know how people do this every night where they only do an hour. I feel like we have to stretch it over too normally. I feel stressed right now trying to squeeze this sucker. Xavier McLeod arrested today.
Yeah, that was...
Trespassing, damaged property, and family violence.
Yeah. Sad.
Not good.
Very sad.
Very sad. I don't have much else on this.
No, I don't think there is much else to say. I think that it's one of those situations where you just hope that all parties involved can get the help they need, and you know, you just wish for the best for everyone. So, yeah.
It's the last thing you wanted to see after someone retired from football.
Certainly.
Put it that way. This is like the last thing you want to see.
I know absolutely nothing about this story, but this is a blanket statement for all my young men listening to this. Stay away from too many young men getting in trouble with women, period. Making bad decisions around women. Stop it. When I read, again, know nothing about this story, but when I hear family violence, what are you doing? Players who will surprise this weekend.
First one I've got, I don't think that enough people have talked, and how could you with how deep this room is? I think Zion Branch is going to surprise a few people with how buttoned up he plays. He might not flash. There might not be, oh my God, did you see that play Zion Branch made? But I feel like he's going to do exactly what he's done the entire time he's been at Georgia, which is play winnable football, and I think he's going to add another level to his game just because of the experience. So
I think Zion Branch kind of perfectly replaces the guy that he's pseudo replacing from last year. I think he's a lot like Ja'Cory Thomas.
Yeah.
Ja'Cory Thomas was not the flashiest player on the field by any means, but he's a guy that had been on a college roster for a long time, knew football, knew where to be, knew the right spots to be, and he made plays when he needed to. I think that kind of explain Zion Branch in a perfect way, where you're not going to be necessarily concerned that Zion Branch is on the field. Don't expect him to make the flashiest play on the field, but he's going to be in the right spot. He's going to do his job. There's not much else you can really ask from a guy in that position.
I went with a different safety. Give me Blake Stewart. Blake Stewart's going to ball in this football game, and it's going to have everybody running into the UGA roster going, who is that? Mm-hmm. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? Woodward Academy, and was a late addition. I think by the time he signed with Georgia, he had cascaded all the way down to like low 4-star, barely almost a 3-star range. Damn good football player. He's going to play a lot of snaps during his Georgia career. I'm also going Anthony Lonnen, a defensive lineman that showed out junior. Anthony Lonnen Jr. Mm-hmm. showed out during the spring game. And I think was the star of our G-Day film study.
Yeah, defensively,
I mean, he was dipping and ripping and getting after it out there as an edge rusher, and he sawed off. It's like 6'2", 270-ish pounds, built like a fire hydrant, and can get after it. Anthony Lonnen, go have a good day this weekend.
I'm going to go in another loaded position group, and I think that this is just going to be one of those players that you certainly have kind of forgotten about, not because he isn't a good player, just because he has a lot of really good players ahead of him. In the second half, some Lincoln Keys action going to make some ears perk up, some eyes open up a little bit. He had a big play in the spring game. He was a highly rated recruit coming out of high school.
I went with a different tight end.
Okay.
This guy, Colton Heinrich game written all over it.
He also had a big play.
This is going to be the Colton Heinrich game. Your kids are going to remember this one. I'm going to tell you that right now. 82 going to get loose. with the shoulder strap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that for as much as we've talked about how impactful, you know, we're expecting Chris Cole to be, we're expecting Justin Williams to be, this one's kind of the layup take for me. Terrell Foster is going to surprise a lot of people today with or on Saturday with how many just sheer stats he racks up.
I want to go with a different linebacker. How about some Terrence Pinnick? Terrence Pinnick as well. I think he'll get some playing time. Don't know how much, but another one of those guys that's just overshadowed in a crowded room at this very moment. But I think there's some good things on the horizon for him.
I went with another player in that same mold of late addition, really late addition. Nick Peel going to get some touches Saturday, and people are going to be like, who's 30? 30 is going to be a dude, I think. So shout out Nick Peel.
Love that.
Hopefully Ryan Puglisi.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think that whatever he gives you is going to be kind of a surprise because you just don't really know what to expect at all from that one. The last one I have is a player who I don't think has been disrespected, but I think is kind of coming into the season thinking, oh, you're not going to have as good of a skill set as the guy before. So Kobe White-Helton is very, very shifty. He's very good at making players miss. He's not the same style as Zachariah Branch, but he is very good at making defenders miss. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people with what he can do with the ball in his hands.
My final one is Cortez Smith, just because you really haven't seen it yet. Last year it was Malachi Tolliver who filled in for Drew Bobo when he was injured. Got a good look at that. Cortez Smith, just haven't seen much of him. Sounds like he's going to be a contributor on this offensive line this year, going to get some playing time. I think it'll just be one of those instances of seeing him play a good chunk of playing time on Saturday for the first time and being pleasantly surprised with what he gives you.
I want this segment of, do we get an answer?
Let's do
Come
it.
Come on, Kirby. Throw them at me.
Don't forget about me.
No. Throw them at me. Damn, Stretch. You know what? ISO yourself. Get rid of Stretch right quick. Go ahead, ISO yourself.
Oh, yeah. The guy that gave you your best bet spot on the whiteboard for you, you're just going to throw in the trash.
Never mind. Never mind.
Man, the things you do for people and they just aren't grateful for it.
Don't worry, Joe. I had your back, dude. Do we get an answer?
You know what's crazy is I treat you really bad on this show, but you're like my favorite human on the face of the earth.
Way to save yourself right there. Thank you.
You know how I
feel about
you.
I know.
I love you.
Do we get an answer to who QB2 is on Saturday in a definitive answer? Like, yeah, that's that guy's job. Or is there, we'll see.
I'm not going to say definitive just because, like I said last night, it needs to be stacked. Like, stacked performances is what I mean by that, not stacked in the stat sheet. It needs to be, hey, Ryan Puglisi played good on Saturday. Let's do it again against Western Kentucky, and then after that, I'll give you a definitive answer on whether or not he's QB2.
Do we get an answer for who the short yardage back is on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be – I mean, no. but I think it's going to end up being Chauncey.
Okay, I like that
one. Or do they even have somebody that's specifically put into that role? I think the bigger question is, do we find a third and long back? Hopefully not.
Well, that's funny because that's my next question is, do we find out who the third down back is? The obvious passing situations. Do we find that answer?
Potentially.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, though. I don't know how much you're going to be utilizing that much on Saturday.
Do we find out who the six are for the O-line? Maybe seven?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'll know pretty early.
We'll definitely know by Sunday evening when we do film study.
I feel like we know the answer to this one, but do we know who the opposite safety from KJ Bolden is?
No. I think like we talked about last night, I think they all play so well or so not bad that to the layman's eye, you have no idea who the guy is.
I think that's
but they'll grade him out.
I think that's a question we go the entire season without getting a definitive answer on, honestly.
Yeah, if I had to pick it today, I would just say like the first guy that rolls out there likely will be Kyron Jones because he's the veteran guy in the room. He's been a part of this program for a good minute, played well last year. But I think they're going to rotate there quite a bit this year.
Do we get an answer if Gunnar Stockton has improved his processing?
I didn't think his processing was all that bad last year. I thought his trigger pulling was not all that great.
Same vein.
So is he ready to fire the guns? We'll find out this weekend, yes.
Do we get an answer if Georgia is going to have an explosive passing attack this season?
Hopefully. Never mind. I got that coming up unless it doesn't happen.
I mean... Even if it happens this weekend, I don't think anybody's going to walk away comfortably thinking that we know for sure that this passing attack is going to be explosive. Agreed. I think you'll get an idea of who are the explosive guys in this wide receiver / tight end room, like who are those players.
Yeah.
But whether or not it's actually going to happen throughout the season, you won't truly know or feel comfortable answering that until you get a little bit into the conference schedule.
Yeah, and I think this is also going to be we're going to drop explosives because we just need to have explosives more than hey, we need explosives in this game. Like, you had to draw those up against teams like Tennessee and Ole Miss and Alabama last year because you needed them. This is going to be, hey, let's work on our jumper a little bit. And then the final one I have, how has Larry Knight improved the pass rush? Do we get that answer?
I don't think so. I think Tennessee State is going to be in survival mode.
I mean, I guess you might get somewhat of an answer as far as like, whoa, that guy wasn't doing that last year, or this guy looks better than he was last year. Like, we've seen some progress here. I think you'll get some looks at that, but I don't know if you'll truly understand or get an answer to like what his impact on this roster has been just yet.
All right, let's do some unless it doesn't happen, boys.
Would love to.
Let's do it.
Gunnar Stockton makes Stetson Bennett's UAB performance look like Dookie.
Whoa.
I'm talking 6-for-6, no incompletions, 255 and 4 tutties to start this football game.
I think that's exactly.
You heard it here first.
I think that's.
No, he went 5-for-6. Don't. I know ball.
Okay.
6-for-6, 250, 4 tutties. You heard it here first. Unless it doesn't happen.
I like it. I like it. I hope for the sake of Gunnar Stockton, for everything else, that does happen. I'm not going to give the specific names because there's honestly too many of them.
Mm.
Give me 3 different Georgia tight ends scoring a touchdown on Saturday. You heard it here first, unless it doesn't happen.
Me likey.
Georgia averages nearly 8 yards per carry on Saturday. You heard it here first, unless it doesn't happen.
Georgia has 7-plus explosives in this football game. Mm. You heard it here first. Unless it doesn't happen.
Definition of an explosive?
20-plus yards,
20-plus yards, okay.
20-plus yards. You know, ball, I'm appreciating you for educating the audience. They was like, what is an explosive? 20-plus yards. Mm-hmm. They have 7 of them or more on Saturday. Jeez. You heard it here first because it's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Lincoln Keys has the biggest explosive play on Saturday for the Dogs. You heard it here first unless it doesn't happen.
No, he won't, Jonathan, because Jaden Riddell has one touch for 75 yards. They put him on ice. You heard it here first. Unless it doesn't
like
happen.
Like Brock Bowers, Kent State.
Exactly. The same exact play. End around, down the Georgia sideline. Stacy Searles and my man Rauscher are running up and down the sideline, throwing the clipboard. 75-yard touchdown, Jaden Riddell. You heard it here first.
Good job, Mr. Riddell. Come sit on the
come
sideline.
Come on, sit on down, 23. You're good.
Come get in front of this misfit and unbutton those pads.
Matter of fact, come hold up the tarp over here. Make sure they don't see our signals.
This one might be a stretch, but you know what? I believe, and I'm going to give this prediction. When kickoff happens at approximately 3:37 on Saturday, it'll be 98 degrees, sun beaten down. It won't matter because the Georgia student section will be full. You heard it here first, unless it doesn't happen.
First and upper?
Hey, HR, I'm going to need you to come on and get this man.
Hey.
Come on and get this man.
Hey, I believe.
They ain't never been on time. They ain't on time for damn top 10 matchups.
I believe.
Yeah, okay. Nonetheless, 98 degree heat.
Against Tennessee State.
Yeah.
Who some people,
I love the optimism.
We had people in our chat as late as last night thinking they were playing Tennessee Tech this weekend.
Not quite. Almost, but not quite.
Got the first half right.
I've dumped my clip.
Valdon Sone has 2 tackles for loss and a sack on Saturday. You heard it here first, unless it doesn't happen. You know, lost McLeod off the roster. We need somebody else to fill a void on that spot next to Elijah Griffin. Also, Elijah Griffin not going to play too many snaps. Perfect opportunity for a freshman like Valdon Sone to have his great introduction to this fan base.
Georgia linebacker Chris Cole will be responsible for 2 turnovers.
Dude, what the heck? That was my last one. Sorry. That's so lame of you.
Sorry.
That was my last one.
Sorry. Well, here, I'll give you one more. We always know it'll come up at some point in the season. We always want it to happen. We're always waiting for it. We get it first half. Kirby Hot Mike in the first half of the game. Just an absolute F-bomb dropped over the loudspeakers inside Sanford Stadium. It will be glorious. You heard it here first unless it doesn't
see,
happen.
See, I think it'll be second half because that's when he starts chewing people out in these
games.
Oh,
it was in one of my final thoughts. I think it was the last thing I had. Kirby will chew someone's ass up 40 in the fourth.
Oh, 100%. It's always a freshman that gets thrown out there. Like it was Dom Kelly against Kentucky last year when Georgia had that game handled. It was... You're a freaking idiot making these penalties. Like, what are you doing? Please come over here and sit by me.
Who's the player of the game? I got it. This is a lock.
Oh, a lock.
This is a lock of all locks. Terrell Foster, 14 tackles.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Terrell Foster will not come off this field.
I'm gonna go chalk, and I'm gonna say Craig Dangerous. I think he's gonna have a big day Saturday.
That's a good one.
Avoiding the fines. Good job. Good work by you.
Give me Dwight Phillips. Dwight Phillips will be the player of the game. I think he's got 3 touches for 60 yards and a touchdown.
I like it. Any other nominees potentially here?
I had Jaden Riddell. Okay. I had him on the...
But the unless it doesn't happen scared you off of that?
A little bit. You got to have more than just one play to be the player of the game. I do think he's going to have a massive game, though.
He looks just like him.
But he doesn't, though.
I mean...
He looks...
When he's carrying the ball, he does.
I think Bo Walker's a great candidate for this. We talked about it earlier in the week. He's going to get a good amount of work on Saturday. I think people are going to love him, what he does on Saturday. He'll get the yards, the recognition, I would say, after this one.
Jay Chapman in the chat says, Georgia D doesn't let Tennessee State cross the 50-yard line. You heard it here first, unless it doesn't happen.
I like that. I like it when the chat gets involved.
Chat also giving shouts to Elias Williams for player of the game. I don't think you're going to see Elias used all that much.
Probably not. No.
On Saturday.
Just roll him out there, let Tennessee State defensive players piss down their legs seeing him, and then just bring him on back
just
to the sideline.
Hanging and grabbing all over him because he's massive.
He'll convert 1/3 and 7, and they'll be like, that's enough.
Thank you, Elias.
Thank you. Good job. You can still do it.
It's Colton Heinrich time, baby.
That's right.
Y'all want to do some final thoughts? I got a lot of them.
You have a lot of them. Okay.
Yeah. First final thought. Okay. You only get 12 of these. We've made a lot of jokes about the fact that it's Tennessee State. And I know that it's a tomato can. And I know that you start your season with 2 of these in a row. But you are only promised 12 of these every single year. And I know you guys, the sickos that have been in this chat all offseason, right? We went through the search for the sickos, guys. It drags. The offseason drags more and more every single year, I feel like. And we are finally here. It is finally upon us. Ingest that sucker. As J.D. Bakel would say, get a rep this weekend. Get a rep this weekend watching Georgia football and enjoy the hell up out of it because we are only promised 12. And by the way, we don't get a ton of look at the future at Georgia. We don't. It's not like the media pool gets to go out there and watch practice every single day like some of these places. So you're only really guaranteed like 2 or 3 of these. We're going to beat the hell out of this team, and we're going to get to see the young people on this roster. These are when you make debuts and you get to make takes about how Bryson Beaver's the future of this football program. You get that in this football game. Hell, we're lucky nowadays that the damn spring game was even televised this year for everybody to watch. That's not guaranteed every year. You're only guaranteed 12 of these every single year. Georgia fans get to feel like they're promised, like the chat saying, 14 of these. Not really. You're not guaranteed that. I can promise you every year you're going to get 12 of them. And I can really only promise you you're only going to get 6 or 7 of these at home. So enjoy this, man.
And I'll do an even deeper one. You're at your luckiest, if you're one of the luckiest members of this fan base, or even if you're one of the luckiest students, you get 7 of these max. Like 7 games where you teed up between the hedges in Sanford Stadium. And I understand that it's going to be hot. I understand it's not going to be a good football game probably, but the further I get away from being an actual student there and the older I get, the more I realize how special those moments are and how quickly they go by. So take advantage of it anytime you can. That's my final thought.
I want to add on that too of, you also don't know how many more times you get to walk into a season feeling like you do with the head coach that you do. For this entire decade, you have walked into a season feeling like what you were saying of, we're guaranteed 14 games. We're going to be in postseason play. We're going to be in Atlanta. We're one of the best teams in the country. Certainly shouldn't take that for granted either. Shouldn't take this season for granted. And as slow as the offseason goes, the season goes just as fast. It always does, every single time.
I also think that, at least this is me speaking as a media guy, I've never covered a quarterback like this. I've never covered a quarterback that their entire fan base, the entire Georgia fan base, is willing to die for this man. All right? And this is it. This will be the last 12 to 15 games that this guy plays. All right? So enjoy the hell out of this. Enjoy the hell out of the fact that Gunnar Stockton, one of the damnedest, goodest dogs of all time, is strapping that crap up this weekend and going to war for you guys, even though he's only going to be going to war for 2 quarters. Enjoy the hell out of this. Enjoy the hell out of watching 14 this entire year. Because, again, starting next year, we'll have this civil war, essentially, on, is the guy the guy? No, y'all love this guy. So enjoy the hell out of him while you got him, because this is it.
Expect bigger plays from the twos than the ones. I think we've all established that when you are a two in this situation, this is your opportunity to make the most of it, to make a play. The ones, we've seen it, they've been here before. This is business as usual for them. Just because the twos are making bigger plays does not mean the twos should be the ones. I think that needs to be a takeaway. I feel like we always get from these games and go, man, did you see the play so-and-so made? They need to be the starter. They need to be this. They need to be that. Just cool it down a little bit.
Buddy, UMass is walking the dog right now. It's 27-7.
Gross.
Don't let the bland play calling and the opponent strip the excitement from you of certain things. Now, do you have to take everything with a grain of salt a little bit in this matchup? Absolutely, because we understand who Georgia is playing. This will be, like Brooks has mentioned, the worst opponent they're going to play this year. But it's also okay to watch, you know, Isaiah Canyon have a massive grab over a DB in this game and think, okay, this guy's going to be a big-time player for us. Or it's okay to watch Chris Cole get a sack on Saturday and just walk by an offensive tackle and say, this guy is going to be better than he was last year. Like, yes, it is slightly due to the opponent, but it's also because Georgia has really freaking good players. It's still okay to be excited and think that those results are going to remain the same this year.
Two offensive line final thoughts here for you. Zakai Helton, if you don't know, you fit into this weekend. Absolute dog. He's going to be taking folks for a walk and putting them on their back. Juan Gaston, future first-round pick, enjoy this one too. Mm-hmm. I think you're only getting about 30 more football games than number 73. So,
yeah.
And I know Kirby goes in front of the microphone all the time. He's like, y'all got to tamper these takes on this kid. Nope. No, sir. I will not. Sorry, boss. Not doing it. First-round draft pick. He'll be a top 10 pick, and he's only going to play about 30 more games. So enjoy that one. Mm.
This is my final thought. We always kind of get a glimpse or an idea of who one of the new impactful faces is going to be this season. And it always comes in week one, and it might not be like player of the game, but you always get it. It was Zachariah Branch last year. It was Nate Frazier in 24. Carson Beck in 2023 kind of burst on the scene. Malachi Starks in 22. I mean, the amount of defensive players in 2021 that flashed in that first game that would go on to impact throughout the season. Pay attention to who is making those big plays, because it will be someone on that ends up being an impactful player throughout the season.
My last final thought, prepare for this game appropriately. No sleep tomorrow. No water tomorrow. Have the time of your life. Don't listen to you know what? Take care of yourself, but Don't throw caution to the wind a little bit, all right? It's the first week in college football.
How about the Georgia football Twitter account being embedded in the chat last night?
Yeah. What did you do? How much did you pay for that?
Soft stuff.
All there. I said was drink water and try to get 8 hours of sleep. Go to bed whenever the hell you want. Have as much fun Friday night as you can. Please, I'm begging you.
Putting guardrails on the first weekend of college football is a sin.
Is this still syllabus week?
No.
No.
Not quite. No.
What do you have to be up so early for on a Saturday as a college student?
Wait, college game day?
College game day? You're telling me that you're not going to be looking forward to hearing that first college game day intro at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Brother, I'm rolling out of bed hungover at 11 a.m. going, well, I guess we have to start.
I guess it just doesn't mean that much to you then. I'm sorry to hear that.
Surprised we hired a guy that doesn't love ball.
You know what's the best hangover cure is?
You know what? If I could say the things you all have said about college game day off mic, we would be so torched.
I can't remember
I'll be in attendance, and I just got my credentials for backstage passes.
You guys have been saying nothing but harsh
things. There's no better hangover cure than waking up for college game day and smashing some more brews.
And we're coming.
Come on, bro.
To your CK.
A little beer mosa in the morning to pick you up.
Play our guitars and sing you a country song.
I love that song. I wish they brought it back.
We'll be flying higher than a jet airliner.
Dude. All I'm saying,
you can't get
body.
Pressure if they don't hold the ball. Don't be doing crazy stuff on the Twitter timelines this weekend. Don't do it. You can't get home if they ain't gonna hold the rock. All right, so don't worry about that. This will be the best defensive back core I've ever covered.
Oh, whoa.
Yep, and you're gonna see it this weekend. Ain't gonna be a lick of separation on Saturday. They're gonna walk down in that face, play a little man-to-man coverage, and boom, get off to that. And I already said my last one. Kirby will absolutely chew someone's butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely chew someone's butt midway through a fourth quarter up 40.
Mm.
Midway through a third quarter up 40. They going to walk this one. Y'all got any other thoughts?
That's it. I'm just ready
happy
for
it to be here.
I am too.
Just teleport me to Saturday at about 11:50.
Last show, quickest show. Hey, yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you hit that thumbs up button on your way out. I'll see you Sunday for a reaction show at noon. Hopefully, you know, travel pending on that one. And then we will have film study up for you Georgia fans Sunday night on this channel. I got someone coming in to run the sticks on that one as well. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button. I love you. Most importantly, Jesus loves you. We'll see you next time.